From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Interim Colorado Springs Fire Chief Ted Collis has been made permanent chief pending confirmation by City Council. Mayor John Southers made the announcement today. Collis will earn about $160,000 annually, overseeing a staff of more than 480. The city says 45 candidates applied in a nationwide search. Collis has been interim chief since March. His confirmation hearing is scheduled for September 27th at a regular City Council meeting. One person has died from West Nile in Colorado, and 12 others have been diagnosed with the virus this year. KRCC's Gabriella Magnani reports.
The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment reports there are infections in 10 counties, the majority of which are in northern Colorado. There are also two cases in Bent County and one in El Paso. Details on the person who died have not been released. Early symptoms of the mosquito-transmitted disease may include fever and fatigue. Now through early September is the height of West Nile infections, according to the state's health department. It recommends using insect repellent, wearing long pants and long sleeves during dawn and dusk, and emptying standing water. For KRCC News, I'm Gabriella Magnani.
The remains of a sailor who died at Pearl Harbor are being laid to rest at the Evergreen Cemetery in Colorado Springs tomorrow. John Charles England was a 20-year-old Navy ensign stationed on the USS Oklahoma when the attack occurred. England reportedly rescued three shipmates before dying. His remains were in an unmarked grave in the National Cemetery in Hawaii and were recently identified. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.